Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on August 19th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Busted. This week's story comes to us from Jennifer Edwards and is titled, Priscilla the Fierce. Thank you for listening.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I can't see anybody. This is okay, so... All right, so this is my story. The day that I walked into the feed store to get some cat food, I didn't expect to break the law or become a criminal. I walked in the door and I heard this peep, 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 and I ended up standing in front of these two blue Polish chicks. They're chickens. And there were just two left in this run. And they're like regular chickens, but they've got like a little cotton top on top. And one of them looked kind of gimpy. But the other one that was peeping that brought me over there, I was like, I stood there and I tried not to let that little peep get into my heart, but it did. So I brought him home. I got a 2-for-1 deal because the one looked kind of gimpy. And it ended up dying overnight. But, you know, and... I don't know if any of else are you or chicken owners, but you can't just have one chick. So I went back and I got two more chicks the next day and added them to my flock of, I had three other chicks. I had a couple of flyers that even though I had a really tall fence, I kept flying over. And then I had Penelope, who was 13 and a half, and Buffy, who was about 4. And then I had these three new chicks that I kept in my bathroom until it was warm enough for them to eventually stage outside. And so I had the blue Polish chick, I had a little golden one, and a barred rock, which is black and white, and they were pretty sweet. They kind of stuck together. They were their own little chicken gang, and as they grew and developed, I started hearing funny noises, and eventually I became aware that one of them was a rooster. And, you know, part of the problem here is that I am a woman of a certain age and my emotions have become... I'm having a second adolescence emotionally. And I became very, very attached to this new brood of chickens. And, you know, of course I've named them. And, started out, I was going to call him Blue, but I ended up calling the barred rock Blue, and I ended up calling him Percival, but in public I called him Priscilla the Fierce. Tried to hide his sexual identity. And unfortunately, he really grew and he was made to crow. I mean, his whole being, he would he'd pump himself up and he just, you know, he would crow to dogs, he would crow to people, I mean, everything. And like, you know, and he was the best little gentleman too. Like, he'd find like the juiciest bug and he'd like, boop, 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 and he'd call the ladies over, you know, like, come here, this is great. And you know, if there was like a raccoon or something prowling the neighborhood, he would let me know. But he stayed pretty quiet. And, you know, and I was checking in with my neighbors at all points, you know, saying, you know, is he okay? Is he bugging you? And I would keep him in. I made sure that, you know, I put them in every night because I'm a responsible chicken owner. And I'd put them in every night, at dark. And, you know, in the morning I had the timer on. But I wouldn't let him out till about 8 or 9 in the morning. And, because as soon as he was out, he was crowing. And I didn't know what to do. It's such a dilemma. So I was, you know, I was calling vets, asking them if they did various operations. either this or this, something. Nobody does that. I thought about going rogue and keeping him in my attic. At one point, one of my neighbors came over and said, hey, you know, animal control came over. Somebody called and they're looking for your rooster. And I was house sitting for a friend of mine that also happened to have chickens. And so I stuffed him into a bag. I drove him over there and brought him over for a nice conjugal visit. And, he made the hens happier. He did. I mean, you know, their laying went up. They were, you know, making happy noises. It was good. It was not a bad thing. And, it's a life thing. I think it was important to everybody. So when animal control asked me, I said, no, there is no chicken here. Or, there's no rooster here. I said, there's no rooster. No. And there wasn't at that moment. And so I brought him home. And it continued. He had his own little like fan club. He was a little rock star. Like if Phyllis Diller and Tina Turner and Iggy Pop had all gotten together and had an orgy, he could have been their love child. He was blonde, and he was beautiful, a beautiful critter. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, my neighbors around me were all really good, except for one neighbor. One neighbor who is kind of taking it upon himself to, you know, be the neighborhood Nazi, or just like he's the guy that makes sure that nobody breaks the law. And he was the one guy too at the city council meetings when we were all speaking about wanting to have chickens in 2006, that he was the one guy that spoke against chickens, and for really weird reasons. So he had a thing. But he couldn't prove. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't know where it was coming from. I've got a fairly enclosed yard. I've got lots of shrubbery and trees and things. And the other, you know, my neighbors, the other ones were all pretty good. And even the kids, when they came over for Halloween that year, they were like, you know, oh, we love your rooster. We love your rooster. And, you know, it was kind of nice. He had his own little fan club. And but one day it happened. I had them for almost a year at this point, this spring. I was taking some stuff out to the dump, and between myself and my friend and I, we left the back gate open. And, you know, and they're curious beasties. They're fragile and they're tasty, but they're curious. And they went wandering around the neighborhood, and, you know, my neighbor was, you know, the one guy, he was right there. It's like, oh, I see them. They're like, it's a herd of roosters out there. And he called animal control, and my other neighbors, they were like trying to herd them back into the yard in time, but I was caught. I was busted. I got the notice. They said, we know you have a rooster. And I had, you know, till the end of April to find him a home. And that's one of the things, you know, like the rooster crows, but the hen delivers the goods. It's hard to find homes for roosters. And a lot of farms, you know, you have like one rooster and you have a flock of chickens. And so I tried. I was looking, I was asking, I was talking to friends and people that had farms, and, you know, it was down to April 30th, the last day. I had a pot of hot water on the stove. You know, whatever happened, a chicken was going to die that day. And, you know, because I had, out of the three that I had, the chicks that I'd brought home, two were still alive, and out of the other chickens that I had, the 13-and-a-half-year-old had died. I had Buffy still, who was about, you know, five-ish at that point. But it was the last day, and I'd given myself till noon, even though I had till midnight. You know, because it's a process. It's a hard job, you know, to kill a chicken, or kill any beastie, I think. And I think that that's kind of the way that it should be. I don't like the idea of commercial farms. I think that they're like, you know, torture camps for animals. And I'm an omnivore. So, you know, for me, I want my chickens, I want my beasties to have a good life before I eat them. And I think that that's true. I really believe that the kinder you are to them, the better they taste. But these guys, they're only a year old, you know, so they hadn't had a full life yet. I mean, even the layer hens that, you know, that you get later, you know, they're all like 2.5 years old before they get killed. So, but there at 11:42, I get a call. And Yorganics Farm in Corvallis called and said, you know, we heard about your plight. We'll take your rooster. And I threw in Goldie also because she was just in her laying prime so that, you know, the two of them could go together. And Buffy, I killed and put her in a pot and I ate her. But that day, Percival and Goldie went to a new home. It was a little slice of chicken heaven. They're still there, I believe, and they're having a good life. That's my story.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best gifts, music, and more. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Reed Reimers, Jennifer Edwards, Steve Gonzalez, Ingrid Beal, Megan Hollinsworth, Ben Weiss, Kim Maynard, Kate Morris, Nita Maddox, and Courtney Blakely Shields. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is The Things We Carry. See you then.